Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Phone Taker, the Phone Taker.
lover. Listen very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead, I tell the tale of the French who prevailed over Mr. Crazy Rabbits, who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? To put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu nation, from a town called Paris,
yeah.
Came to America to find liberty.
Uh-huh.
Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me.
What?
Oh, luck will drive your butt batty.
Yeah.
Next time you pick some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother man, I really think you can succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back.
Yeah.
It's the creme de la creme, and you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, right? So take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know. Are you ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start the stare, or come on, tell it, boo. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous, rendez-vous, coucou, les poupous.
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? Sold you a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, you was living like you're slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo. If you go to the store for me. Lucien, I'm just kidding. You should know. You gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure, the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the French savoir faire and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of position and defeat in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little punk. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucien, you should know.
Ain't it funky?
Yeah, everybody, it's your girl Nadine. On this July 1st, I am back for another episode of Bodega Fresh Radio. Today I'm going to salute the funk. We got Strong Island playing in the background, and I just played a little James Brown, you know, funky drummer. We started, the song before that was Lucien by A Tribe Called Quest, and right before that, I played the original from Lucien. I don't know if you guys were paying attention, but the original, I think it was Billy Brooks' 40 Days, was really, really hot. And then right before that, I just played Just Begun by Jimmy Castor. Yeah, so we're going to salute the funk. Today, today's guest was supposed to be Shabam Sadiq, but unfortunately, our blessings and prayers go out to Shabam Sadiq. His father passed away this morning, so I want to just say a prayer and love and everything to Shabam Sadiq. He lost his dad this morning, so, you know, y'all pray for him. We're going to move on, and today's musical selection is by a very special guest, DJ Strike, who is a special DJ. He DJs for Everchan, which is Jarobi and Drez's group. He DJs for De La Soul. He travels with them when Maceo is doing other things. He also represents hip-hop by standing in for the greats. He also DJs for Butter Versus, and he's a DJ in his own right, so I'm going to bring him in because today's music selection is by him. Let's see if he is there. Let's see if he's there. DJ Strike, are you there?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, Strike?
Chilling. What's good?
Well, you know, it's the third episode of Bodega Fresh. I'm so happy that you could always grace me with your musical selection. You have really deep, deep, deep musical library. And everybody, if you don't know, most of my library is coming from DJ Strike. So, DJ Strike, tell them a little bit just about yourself.
Yeah, you know, we got to keep it all hip-hop, all funky with, you know, straight good music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so that's how we do it. I'm from Brooklyn, you know. Originally from Brooklyn, New York, representing BK.
Right.
Hip hop lover. Some of you might have seen me on the road doing shows with the great De La, the great Drez from Black Sheep. You know, we're about to rock this whole new project we've been working on. It's called Everton, and it's made of backwards, you know, and that's with Drez and Jarobi from A Tribe Called Quest. So those who've never heard my man Jarobi spit some fire, you know,
mm-hmm.
surprise, he got some joints coming, you know what I'm saying? And the album is basically finished, so we're about to drop that in maybe a couple weeks or so, you know.
Right.
Look out. That's what we're doing right now, too. You know, we're trying to keep it hot this summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's really surprising because a lot of people really haven't heard the way Jarobi flows and everything like that. So it's a very exciting project, and, you know, I'm very excited for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's his first time, so, you know, it's big for him also, you know, because this is his
mm-hmm.
time where he really gets to have a voice and really say what he wants to say because, you know, when he was in Tribe, he was just really a known member. But nobody even really heard him speak, you know, so that, you know, if you seen him at a show or whatever, you might have heard him speak or so. But
right.
like as far as the videos go, he's always, you know, he's always been a part of that group and in those videos. So everybody always wanted to know, you know, what exactly he did or everything like that. And now he's showing you his talents, which is like long
yeah.
overdue. You know, I think
yeah.
it's long overdue. He's been, I mean, he should have been on those Tribe albums. The way he's rhyming, what I've heard,
mm-hmm.
he should have been on those Tribe albums, and just, you know, it would have been even that much better, you know what I'm saying? But, you
right.
know, I mean, I guess everything happens for a reason, you know, and
exactly.
I'm sure he's going to shine with what he's working with, and, you know, we'll see where it takes it. But, you know, it's all about good music too, man. So, you know, everybody's creating good
yeah.
music, and that's what I love.
Yeah, and definitely, that's what this show is about. I mean, it's hard for me to say I have trash to play. I mean, there's so much music to play that I could go years, and I only
right.
come on twice a month. I could go years playing songs, and I wouldn't even have to repeat a song, but, you know, sometimes you love a song, you want to repeat it, but literally, like, the song selection for today is incredible. We have like music that's like the original song, and then we'll have like the hip hop version, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and,
whole lot of breaks and samples. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people gonna remember them from their favorite records and whatever. You know, and something's gonna spark and be like, oh wow, that's where they got it from. So yeah, that's what it is.
So we're gonna get into a little of that, and then I'm also gonna get into a little soul funk, you know, like some Evelyn Champagne King.
Oh, yeah.
Today happens to be her birthday, so we definitely
okay.
going to play a little salute to all right,
Evelyn.
Happy
birthday.
I love her. Yeah, happy
yeah.
birthday. We had a little birthday song for her. But we'll
yeah,
just say,
definitely.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do for you, Evelyn. We're going to play a little of you today as well. So, by the way, Strike, did you happen to catch the Corey Pink fight last night?
Oh, man, yeah, I caught that fight last night, you know. I caught it on the late night on the 3 o'clock repeat. I think it was like 2 o'clock or something like that. I caught it on the repeat, you know. And, you know, I'm a big boxing fan, so I like to watch these fights, man. You know, it don't matter who it is, but, you know, I checked out my boy Corey Spinks. You know, this was his second fight with this dude. I already forgot his name, man. But,
Sad because he won the fight. I know that.
Well, yeah, the dude won the fight. Corey Spinks, look, you know, he tried, but, you know, I don't think he has it anymore like he used to. But, you know, hey, we'll see. He's getting a little older, you know, but he said he's going to keep fighting and, you know, this ain't going to stop him. So we'll see if he comes back and does something. But, you know, it was a good fight last night. You know.
Yeah, it was true. So, you know what? I'm going to get into some more music, and we're going to keep saluting black music. We don't need June to salute music. That's it. You know, Black Music Month, whatever, you know.
That's right.
All year round.
Black music all year round. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to get into a little something, a little original, and then the hip-hop mix. Y'all tell me if y'all recognize it. So we're going to get into it right now in a minute. We'll be back with DJ Strike live on Bodega Fresh Radio.
Tramp. You can call me that. I don't wear continental clothes. Stetson hat. But I'm a lover. Mama was. Papa too. I'm not shy. Loving is all I know to do. Call me country. Right from the woods. I'll answer when you call me. Oh, baby, I mean that if it makes you feel good. But I'm just a lover. Mama was. Papa too.
listen close to what I say. Don't take this as a simple rhyme, cause this type of thing happens all the time. Now, what would you do if a stranger said, would you diss him or would you reply? If you answer, there is a chance that you become a victim of circumstance. Am I right, fellas? Tell the truth. Or else I'ma have to show and prove you are what you are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are
tramps.
Have you ever seen a dude who's stupid and rude? Whenever he's around, he dogs your mood. I know a guy like that, girl. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You know that kind, excited all the time with nothing but
tracks
on the mind. I'm no stunt on me. I know the real deal, I know what they want. It's me.
Why?
Because I'm so sexy.
It's me.
What? Don't touch my body,
boy.
Cause you see, I ain't no skeezer. But on a real tip, I think he's a
tramp.
Out the gutter, you ain't getting paid.
You ain't knocking food.
You ain't treating me like no prostitute. Then I walked away. He called me a teaser. You're on a mission, kid. Yo, he's a
tramp.
You got it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, and I am live on Bodega Fresh Radio with DJ Strike.
What up?
I got to ask you, so, you know, you are a DJ, which is a pivotal point of hip-hop. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how you even fell in love with DJing. What made you even want to DJ?
Wow. It's funny because I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Like the first time I ever really like felt like, yo, that's what I want to do. I was young. It was probably I don't know. It was back in 85, 86. I went to a concert with a few of my cousins, and it was a Fresh Fest. Now,
wow.
I was in the hip hop as a shorty, so, you know, I knew everybody, like the Run DMC, the Houdini, the Grandmaster Flash, you know, I knew everybody. So when I went to the Fresh Fest, it was my first time being at a concert and being so young. This was my first concert.
Wow.
And it was Run DMC was the headliners, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They had LL Cool J, they had Houdini, and I think the Beastie Boys was supposed to be there, but I don't know if they did that show. I don't remember them doing that show.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, what really made me DJ was that show. Like,
wow.
Watching Grandmaster D from Houdini, and then watching Jam Master J from Run DMC.
Mm-hmm.
That night, just it blew me away, and I was a kid, and once I seen that, Run DMC, Houdini was probably two of my favorite groups of all time.
Right.
And after I seen that show, I wanted to be a DJ because I saw what Grandmaster D, and which is Houdini's DJ, and I ain't gonna front. I saw even a DJ for LL, which is, oh my God, what's his name? The DJ for LL at the time, his DJ was crazy too. But Jam Master J and Grandmaster D stood out to me the most.
Right.
And I just fell in love with it ever since then, you know. So that was back then. And those are.
To say that you even saw the Fresh Fest is big. Because not everybody. Not everybody got to even see that. I mean, not even get to see that concert.
Yeah.
That was like a pivotal concert, pivotal point in hip hop, period, you know?
And that was 80, that was 84, 85. So you can imagine me, I was probably, you know, I had to be in my early teens, maybe around then, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
To see that, it was crazy because, and it being my first concert, it was big, and I still remember it, like, what happened, like, to this day. I can still remember things vividly happening. Like, when I first got there, we got there when LL was performing, and he was on stage, and he had a bed. He had a bed out on stage, and he was, like, rhyming to the ladies and jumping on the bed. He had his shirt off. So all the ladies was going crazy in there. And I remember that. I was like, yo, it's LL. And he had a bed. He had a full production. Had a, you know, he had a big radio behind him and everything. It was crazy. And then then after that, was watching Houdini perform. And they had, I mean, this is when shows were shows. Like, you went to see a concert and everybody gave you a performance. It wasn't standing up there just going through the motions and going through their lyrics and, you know, just standing there with 10, 20 other dudes up on stage, you know, just looking hard. Like, these guys performed, you know, and that's what also made me fall in love with DJing in that form, because the performance, after I seen that show, it left chills to my body, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like watching Houdini perform. They had these dances that was, yo, they danced through the whole thing, and it was just so great. Like, yo, I think about it now, get amped. Like, yo, that's probably one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. And for it to be my first show, it had a crazy impact on me. And then with Run DMC, their whole stage show, I mean, I didn't think it could get any better than that. I didn't think anybody could be as great as Run DMC and Houdini and LL Cool J at that time. And still to this day, there are not a lot of people who can hold the weight that they held on stage that night. You know,
right.
And I've seen a lot
that's
of performances,
crazy.
You know. I've seen a lot of
mm-hmm.
performances. And
yeah, you've been blessed.
And it's like the art of performing to a crowd is just so, you know, I think it's a really important part of our culture, you know, and
right.
this whole music thing, because that's what people love. They love to come out and see that person who made that song, who touched them in a certain way, who inspired
mm-hmm.
them. And see them live performing, and it'd be live, you know, and it'd be
right.
like, wow, you know, mind blowing. So,
yes.
you know, that's what I always try to envision myself and the things I do on stage, try to push that
right.
out.
Yeah, we had DMC on the show, on the 16 radio show last night, and yeah, I can only imagine like how you felt, because me just talking to him, and I'm just thinking about hip hop and the purest.
Yeah.
Form, you know,
yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what it was, and it was like we were, as a people even, we were like embarking on this journey,
right.
telling this story about our lives, you know,
right.
it's incredible just to feel that way, and it's music that makes us feel that way, you know, so I'm going to get into a little, like, I remember he said that he was, when he first came out, one of the things he said was like, Russell wasn't feeling him at all as
yeah,
Run's
yeah.
partner. Like, he was not trying to have his brother be, it wasn't supposed to be no Run DMC. You know what I'm saying?
Right. right
so,
right.
and at that time, Run was out doing his thing, and he was like DJing for Curtis Blow because Russell was managing him at the time. So,
right.
I'm going to play a little something from that little era right there. We're going to get into a little Curtis Blow, you know?
Oh, okay. We're taking him to school today, huh?
Yeah. We're keeping it funk and hip hop. We're gonna take them to school. You know,
that's right.
It's the 1st of July. You know, it's Black music,
okay.
and we just representing everything. So we're gonna get
that's
into
right.
it right now, and
word
then we're gonna come back
history.
With DJ Strike.
Word
and DJ Strike, you're gonna tell us a couple of places you have been. Thanks to your love of hip hop, thank you for being a DJ. Like, where this music has taken you. So we're gonna come back with DJ Strike. It's Bodega Fresh. It's your girl Nadine. We're gonna get into this first flow. So.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you've got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on the car. Breaks to make you a superstar. Breaks to win and breaks to lose. But see here, breaks to rock your shoes. And these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up.
One in the head. them. Put a rough rider on my dick, bust right through them. Come out your shirt, insert the party rhyme. Fry Dr. Berserk, Bacardi Lime. We're passing it, taste it, shake your Calvin Klein before the floor gets moist. Taste and follow mine. Swallow nine, model dimes from Bahamas. Slim doodle makers, stuffed inside pajamas.
Just take all your rides with a Colgate smile. Hey, baby.
Tell a girl.
She'll love you one sec and then hate you the next. Oh, ain't it crazy, baby? Yeah.
Hate it.
Thank you. Yes, I'm back. We are back on Bodega Fresh Radio. We are saluting the funk. We saluting hip hop. I got DJ Strike, who has provided the music selection for tonight. Salute,
yeah.
DJ Strike. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
We were there when we saw Ghostface in Prospect Park, Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was Brooklyn.
Crazy. It was crazy, right?
Crazy.
They're saying it was about 8,000 people out there, maybe more.
Yeah, it seemed like 20,000 out there. It was packed.
It was packed. But yet it wasn't like, didn't feel crowded, you know?
Nah,
like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're outside, you know, so it's pretty, you know, it's a big space out there, you know, for all them people.
Yeah.
It's not like you're really packed in, nonetheless. You're in the front, you know, but if you're in the back, you can kind of just, you know, have your own space and just, you know, watch the show.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was dope,
man.
We had
Capadonna out there, too.
Yeah,
Capadonna
it was dope.
Out there.
Definitely,
you know,
dope.
You know, he had Fozzy out there. Fozzy came out. That was a lyricist around the 20th anniversary. You know,
definitely.
They had a bunch of people. What do you think of Fozzy's performance? What do you think of that?
I always been a Prodigy fan, so, you know, I like Prodigy, man. You know, I always thought he was a really dope MC, you know. I mean, more of his old stuff is, like, the stuff I really like. But I still like his new stuff, too, you know. But when he was out before and he was doing the murder music and he was doing,
right.
the infamous, he was really, you know, really on top of his game, you know what I'm saying? But I always liked Prodigy, you know. And, you know, I like to hear what, you know, he come out with. So,
mm-hmm.
It was cool to see him perform, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shout out
to
Mobb Deep.
Yeah, he had his little protégés there. I didn't catch their names, but I know they were on stage.
You know,
I couldn't look tough,
because
I'm short.
Yeah. He had to stand on something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, back to you, Strike, you know, not only have DJing taken you all over the place, this music, hip-hop, has really taken you all over the world. Tell us some of the places that you've been, you know, you've been touring. You toured with De La Soul for a few years. Like, what are some places that you've been in? You didn't even think hip-hop would be.
Right. I've been touring with De La for a little while, you know. And I've had the opportunity to go places with them, and they, you know, they've been traveling forever, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm always blessed by them taking me along with them to, you know, kind of be in that lane. So, I've been to Australia. You know, that's a big place. A lot of people don't get to go to because it's so far. But you know, they're real live out there. The hip hop scene. Yeah, you know, they're real live out there. You know, they got a dope hip hop scene. And, you know, and it's good to go out there where they don't get what we got a lot, you know what I'm saying? So they appreciate it more, you know.
Nice.
I've been to Japan, I've been to Germany, you know, the whole Europe thing. I've been to Morocco, you know, right. Rock there with
been
them.
Been to Italy?
Crazy. Yeah, I've been to Italy.
Yeah.
Italy's crazy. No. Spain, you know. A whole lot of places. I've been all over this country, you know, Canada. Yeah. We just came back. It's funny because I just went out there to Dubai about a month ago with them, and that was that was an ill experience too. So you know,
I never thought Dubai.
Right.
It's crazy that you know it could take all over the world and people. I guess like. Appreciate it more overseas than here in America. Certain parts of America is better than other parts of America.
There's some parts of America too. I mean, there's places where they don't get a lot, sort of say, you know. Now, probably with the internet, you know, they can kind of see a little more and they can probably get a little more. But there's still some places that. Are a little more appreciative of the music in general, you know. And, you know, because there's some spots you go to these big cities, you know, and everybody knows somebody or whose man is rhyming or who owns something, and everybody knows somebody. So, you know, a lot of people kind of think that it's not that important or, you know, they just,
right.
You know. But, yeah, there's some parts of the country, you know, there's some small towns and stuff like that. You know, you go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I ain't going front.
Albuquerque?
Yeah, I've been to Albuquerque, New Mexico with De La, and we had some crazy shows out there, you know, some really dope shows. And, it, you know, like you never know, like, there's some really hardcore hip-hop fans out there, you know, Albuquerque, New Mexico, you can go to, like, I say there's some spots in Colorado. There's some spots in Utah. You know, in
Utah.
Arizona. It's some real fans out there. You know, all over. That's what I mean. Like you go to these certain spots, they don't really get to see a lot, or you know, experience it. So when you do come out there, it's, you know, it's a lot of love and stuff like that. So you know, it's everywhere like that though. But you know, I do think overseas and. In Europe and stuff, they do appreciate it more. Certain parts.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into a little, what do you think about Slaughterhouse? I mean, they're coming out with another effort, right? Or is it out already?
It's supposed to be dropping soon. I think sometime this month. If I'm not mistaken, you know, which is real dope because I'm a big Slaughterhouse fan, you know. I like all four of the MCs. I've always been a fan of all four of them in one way or the other, you know. So,
right.
And I like the last project that they, you know, that they did release was, to me, was really dope, you know. It was on like an independent scale, so to speak. So it wasn't really
right.
as popular as... certain other things, but they made a really dope project, you know. And there's some dope cat, they're all lyrical, you know.
Right.
For
those of you that don't know, Slaughterhouse consists of four MCs. There's Joe Buttons, right?
Joe Buttons, yeah.
Yeah, Joel Ortiz,
straight from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Crooked Eye. Crooked Eye. And then also Royce the 5'9".
Yeah, definitely.
They're
you know,
from Detroit.
Word up.
You
and I'm waiting to hear the collaborations they do with Eminem, too, since they signed Shady now. I think they're going to come out with some really dope stuff, you know. So,
yeah, buddy. So I have a little something from them. This is called Throw It Away. And then who's that produced by?
Swizz Beatz, I think, did that one. Yeah, so that this is actually their first single off the album, I guess. You know, this is the first track that they've released.
Who knows, right?
You know, Slaughterhouse. But it's dope. It's party joint, so, you know. So,
we're going to get some new music.
And before we do that, I just want to say one thing. I want to say rest in peace, shout out Shabam Shadiq. His family, his pops passed away, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's my man, too. I DJ for him a few times, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, finding out that news today is kind of crazy. It always hurts to lose a parent, so.
Yeah, and he was supposed to do the show today, too. So, but he will do the show, and we are big and loyal fans. I performed with Shabam.
Word up.
With Polly Rhythmatic, and I've also done events with Shabam, and he's done some of his albums, so. Definitely lots of love for Shabam to be doing. Let's get into a little Polly Rhythmatic. Going in now, and that's just a little salute to Shabam and the crew. You know, that's love to Shabam. I'm just into that. Zoning Out by Polly Rhythmatic, y'all.
Still good. That's that beautiful feel good music right there. Still good. On that. Polly Rhythmatic. DJ Spinner. Shabam Shadiq. Mr. Complex, Kyle Phoenix, y'all know what it is, gotta love it, yo, hey yo, I'm Phoenix, no other, fakers can't flow above her, leave my window tinted so the haters can't blow my cover, I spit cocoa butter, even haters know they love it, see me whipping in my coupe, dust them like the Roadrunner, pressing on a pedal, burn fuel like it's Iraq, make yourself comfy in the seat, sweetie, fly back, you puffin' Ty Sack, bounce to the back seat, rapping on his mic, but I ain't trying to catch a rap sheet. Name Ty Phoenix, yo, I'm fly like a phoenix, yo, I'm high like a phoenix, I might ride the phoenix on that route, double six, cross country with my top down, you hear my speakers bumping poly when I come around on your set, ain't been stopped by the troopers yet, hair blowing in the wind like I'm on a movie set, hear me come and move when I move like Luda said, you sleeping on poly like you sipping through the fed, turn it up, son, you feeling my song, wave fly to them haters, left peel and we gone, I'm out doing 90 with this wheel in my palm, catch you on the rebound like Shaquille and LeBron.
And I'm zoning out. Where I wanna be, like Donnell Jones is in a 745, like South with Chrome, with a bad Asian chick giving me dome. And yo, it might sound foul, but that's what I want. In other words, I want pleasurable moments like everybody do, just doing a do, sipping the juice, cranberry and Grey Goose. I produce beautiful music to make them get loose, but not too loose. We still on point, cause when our song come on, they be like, that's the joint, that poly joint. Anoint the crowd with good vibes, every day's a birthday, cause we still alive. Get rich and live doing it, that's why we strive for the best possible situations to get right. Cause I ain't trying to die in the streets over no beef, I just wanna be with hot chicks and fast beats. I just wanna cop big homes and real estate. No pork on my fork, just fish on my plate. The wind on my face, but I'm not in the race. This is an original that you can't trace. I'm
zoning out. We're zoning.
Zoning out.
We're zoning
out.
We're zoning.
Zoning. Yo, yo, I'm gonna pedal to the metal. It's the pot quarter kettle black. Oh well, that'll tell you. Why you wanna tell her that? You know very well that we can out of court settle that. I spit it so crazy and fast for what you can pedal back. I dwell in that. Yeah, just picture that. Hit the crack back to the photo mat. Now you're running back and your cornerback can catch the black quarterback. Cock back to automat. Yeah, you should have thought of that. Now you just sore as a whore and you're flat as a doormat. Jaw tap, road rap, full back to all that. You got four flat tires, you ain't going nowhere. Jack, so be nimble. The stop is sitting the opposite of simple. All those sex wannabes, I'm just popping little pimples and changing little pampers. It's so disrespectful and dirty like the hamper. Yeah, I don't mean to tamper, but I'm not a backpack rapper or granola eating camper.
Yo, flex, son, we blasting off the
everybody, handle. Look at me. We're zoning out.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning out.
We're zoning.
Zone it.
know, everybody, I decided to come back into the fold because live on the air, I have one of the Polyrhythmatics live. Mr. Complex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on, Flex? Where you at, Flex?
I'm in L.A. right now.
Yeah, yeah. I just played one part of who you really are, you know, Polyrhythmatic. I'm just playing zoning out. You know, I'm just chilling here on my Bodega Fresh Radio every Sunday, every first and third Sundays of the month. So,
Still sound good.
Yeah. Still sound good, right? Like it's brand new. So, Flex, you know, not to keep you, but I like to know, you know, I know you out there working in L.A., but you also have an effort out. So tell the people what that's called.
Yeah, the record's called Swiss Chocolate Cake. It's out. It's doing things. Videos is doing nice. I come back to New York Tuesday, and I'm going to jump up to Albany and do a show. You know.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
things.
Yeah, what's the name of that video? I love the video. It's just the chick fighting. Oh, that shit is hot.
Yeah, holy smoke. Find it on YouTube.
Yeah. And that's on the album Swiss Chocolate Cake too, right?
Yeah, Swiss Chocolate Cake. And I'm just getting ready for my movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to do something I wrote with Destroy called The Funny Thing About Making Sex. And I'm going to start the Kickstarter up for that this week. Probably going to launch it tomorrow or Tuesday. I forget what day we're going to launch. But you can definitely find it on my Facebook page. You know, if you can't find me, just go to MrComplex.net and you'll find the links to all the Twitters and the Facebook and all that stuff. And you'll find info on the film. It's going to be a crazy, crazy, off-the-wall comedy. You know, romance comedy, something like Dave Chappelle should have made on that line. I'm going to pull out of my.
You work with Dave Chappelle and on your many hats. You know, like you think Strike is on the line, he's also provided the music for Bodega Fresh today. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And he's worked with DJ Strike before too. He's a big, big fan of yours, right, Strike?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even know I was still on the line.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Strike, what's going on?
Got what up, Black?
Got on the line live
what
in
up?
L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting it in, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the sunshine.
Okay. The sunshine. All right, man. It's hot over here, too, so when you come back, there's a lot of that for you.
That's like 90-some-odd degrees out here, so when you come back, you better box your shorts and shit, you know? So, not only are you an MC, but you're also, you know, you're a director and you're shooting these films, which is another part of you. Like, tell us about why did you start getting into films and what made you even do that?
You know, I'm an artist. First, you know, I started out, you know, drawing from, you know, Lavatar's high school art and design. So I'm just a creative person, so... Whatever it comes to in art, you know, I'm probably touched on it, from photography to, you know, even the martial arts. But, you know, the film came to me as I'm a storyteller, you know, and I went to film school at the same time, put out the first record back in 95. So I was always split between those two. But then the music got a hold of me and took me away from the film because I got busy with that after the visualized record. And I started touring and getting heavy with the music. So film got on hold. But then, you know, as you get older, the music starts to slow down a bit. And then I jump back into the film world. But I still need both to balance me out. So, you know, I'm trying to get a full and feature made this year and drop, like, two albums. So the next album is going to really kill them.
Yeah, the next album is nice. I mean, I've had... pleasure of, you know, performing with you and being part of your movement and everything. It's just been really an incredible journey, you know what I mean? Been performing and just like there was one time we went to perform and the weather was all crazy and raining and snowing and the sun came out and we still went on to perform. it was crazy. So, you know, I never realized, like, how much of an artist you are. You're not just, like, an MC, which now I understand why your name is Complex, because there's so many elements to you. And I never really understood it before, like, why is his name Complex? I don't get it just yet, you know. But now seeing everything that you do, it's like, it's really crazy. I don't even know how you balance it all. I really don't.
Yeah. It's a task. Last night we had the rap party for this job here, this mm-hmm. production, and then I went to the rap party and I end up on the stage, and
it was insane. They gave you a mic.
Yeah, it was a rock band in the back, and they had their mm-hmm. faces all painted up with tattoos. And I was like, well, let me get on just for a quick minute. And they didn't know I had like 50 New York people deep up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody started screaming, come. And then I pulled out the iPad, hooked it up to the equipment there,
uh-huh,
and I did
uh-huh.
calm down on them.
And then you did Calm Down Without Me.
Yeah. And then I did King Kong Love, and it was crazy because the band jumped back on the stage, and they started rocking behind me. It was crazy last night.
For real? Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, man. Can they come to Albany? Albany? Oh,
well, I got my own band on the east side, so,
That's true. Yeah. So you have a show coming up in Albany. You'll be out there. What is that, on the 6th?
Yeah, it's the 7th.
It's the 7th?
Yeah, I'm doing the 7th. There's two shows, 2 days, but I'm rocking on the 7th.
Oh, okay. I think Jay Live's supposed to be out there too, you know? So it's going to be pretty dope. It must be
Jay Live.
Jay Live's going to be out there. Oh, for real? It's like a big hip hop show then.
Yeah, it's a big festival. It's going to be nice. Ed OG and some other folks.
All right. So you'll be out there. And, damn, you rock. I'm just right now picturing King Kong Love with the band. That had to be, like, crazy dope. Because King Kong Love, like, one of my favorite songs off of this album. I mean, it's really fly, really sexy, and dope, and it tells the story pretty well, you know what I mean? It's a really dope track and everything. Who produced that track?
My man Mortal. He's pretty much undiscovered. He's a new guy that I've been working with. I've been doing the whole album with him, so it has the same sound, same cohesiveness. You know, I like albums like that. You know, it feels like a real album. Not every song
mm-hmm.
needs to be single. Sometimes it might want to tell a story and keep it on a B-side, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just building the album, you know. You haven't heard a real album in a while, and you just get, you know, songs from different producers all over the place. It's
right.
cool sometimes, but sometimes, you know, I want to bring it back to that sound,
yeah.
you know. You always like the Tribe Called Quest and the T-Rock, CL Smooth, or Gangstar, you know, and
right.
it's all the same cast.
All right, well, plus, I'm going to actually get into one of your songs. I'm going to get into King Kong Love, and I'm going to let you go. Time is running short, but I definitely want to invite you back to talk more about the film side of you and how some of your film is being featured in some festivals. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of attending a couple of the screenings, and pretty dope. Like, you know, not only does he... Is he an MC and he directs his own film and sometimes is in his own film, you know, he does his own screening too, y'all. And may just, if you give him a mic, oh man, don't even say, hey Flex, do you think you might want to perform? I don't know, let me think about it. Then you grab the mic. You lose your mind. You lose your mind on mic. That's what you do.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get into King Kong Love, and for those of you out in Albany, go check him out on the 7th, Mr. Complex. You can find him on Twitter at FlexFlexFlex, you know, and also
on Facebook.
You
about to play King Kong Love?
Yeah, I'm about to do that. Is that good? Nope, you don't want me to do it?
Man, just give him a little taste. Not
right,
the whole thing. It's not ready. not ready
yet. All right, just a little bit, just a little bit. I'm not going, I'm not going to lose it. All right, here we go, y'all. Flex, this is Mr. Complex, King Kong Love on Switch Shop.
Yeah, oh, find me on the Facebook, y'all.
Yeah.
Flex, flex, flex.
I'm listening. You walk off naked to the bathroom. I'm whistling. Yes, baby girl, so much more to come. I get up in the mirror, I beat on my chest like a drum. It's truly enormous when you put on your performance. Busy like floppy hives and two horny hornets. The honey was dripping, yeah, I wasn't tripping. Love juice was flowing, potion number nine sipping. Straight to the head like New Year's Eve. We do things in the bedroom you wouldn't believe. At a concentrated level, yo, you cannot conceive, yo.
Nadine on Bodega Fresh Radio, and I'm coming towards the end of my show. I was lucky enough to have fabulous guests on today. I had DJ Strike, who is also the musical producer of today's show, and you know, DJ Strike. DJ Strike, are you there? Let them know where they can find you. you know, you're with this group Everton. You guys are going to be performing at the Show and Prove joint coming up on what, the 9th, right?
Yeah, it's the first, I think, the start of the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival week or something like that.
Yeah.
It's at the Brooklyn Bowl, and it's on the 9th, so that's going to be kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I think
pretty dope.
Yeah, I think we got something coming up on the 4th, too, in Jersey, but I'm not sure. But, if you want to check us out, man, you can find me on Twitter, at DJ Strike. STRIKE,
mm-hmm.
One word, DJ Strike. You can find me on there. And you can also check out www.everton.com. That's native backwards. Everton.
Right.
Everton.
A-N.
Right. Everton,
yeah.
Right. And you can, you can keep it updated. And we got the videos on there. We got some videos on there. A whole bunch of stuff. So I'll let you know what's going on. So, yeah, that's it.
All right, cool. So, yeah, this is the end of my show. So I want to thank you for coming on today and providing the music selection, as you always been doing since the first show. It's only the third show.
This is what we need to do is, like, I'm going to create some really dope mixes and all that so you can play during the show, you know what I'm saying? So, all
right, that'll be really fly. That'll be dope.
I really need that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
So we make that happen in the future.
All right, cool. So definitely look out for DJ Strike. You can find him on Twitter. You can find him on Facebook. You can see him at Brooklyn Bowl on the 9th with Everton. It's going to be a really dope show, the start of the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival. I'm going to shut down the show with a little shout-out to Evelyn Champagne King, whose birthday is today. You're looking good, girl. She still dropped it like a cocktail. So happy birthday to you, girl. And we're going to ride out on a little love come down. All right, peace out. Bodega Fresh Radio every first and third Sundays. Peace.
Down. Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.